Music Theory for Non-Music Majors. By John Clough and Joyce Conley. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Music Theory for Non-Music Majors by John Clough and Joyce Conley is a comprehensive guide to music theory for those who are not majoring in music. The book covers the basics of musical notation, scales, chords, intervals, rhythm and meter, form and structure, as well as more advanced topics such as harmony and counterpoint. It also includes exercises to help readers understand the concepts presented. The authors begin by introducing basic concepts such as pitch, the highness or lowness of a sound, dynamics, loudness or softness, and timbre, the quality of a sound. They then move on to discuss how these elements combine to create melody. This section includes an introduction to note values, time signatures, and key signatures. The next chapter focuses on scales, both major and minor, along with their associated chords. Intervals are discussed in detail. This includes perfect intervals, unison through octave, augmented / diminished intervals, minor third through tritone, and compound intervals, ninths through sevenths. Rhythm is explored next. This section introduces syncopation, triplets, and other rhythmic devices. Harmony is covered in depth. Topics include chord progressions, cadences, modulation between keys, and harmonic analysis. Counterpoint follows. This section explains species counterpoint along with its various rules. Formal structures such as binary form are discussed here too. Finally, there's an appendix which contains additional information about transposition into different keys plus some useful charts summarizing all the material covered throughout the book. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Music theory is a set of concepts and practices used to describe, analyze, and compose music. Music theory is a set of concepts and practices used to describe, analyze, and compose music. It is a tool for understanding the structure of music and how it works. It can be used to create new music or to understand existing music. Main idea number two. Music theory is based on the elements of music. Music theory is based on the elements of music, such as pitch, rhythm, harmony, and form. These elements are used to create musical structures and to understand how music works. Main idea number three. Music theory is used to analyze and understand music. Music theory is used to analyze and understand music. It can be used to identify patterns and structures in music, to understand how music works, and to create new music. Main idea number four. Music theory is used to compose music. Music theory is used to compose music. It can be used to create melodies, harmonies, and rhythms, as well as to create larger musical structures. Main idea number five. Music theory is used to understand the structure of music. Music theory is used to understand the structure of music. It can be used to identify patterns and structures in music, to understand how music works, and to create new music. Main idea number six. Music theory is used to identify patterns and structures in music. Music theory is used to identify patterns and structures in music. It can be used to understand how music works and to create new music. Main idea number seven. Music theory is used to understand how music works. Music theory is used to understand how music works. It can be used to identify patterns and structures in music, to create new music, and to understand existing music. Main idea number eight. Music theory is used to create new music. Music theory is used to create new music. It can be used to create melodies, harmonies, and rhythms, as well as to create larger musical structures. Main idea number 9. Music theory is used to understand existing music. Music theory is used to understand existing music. It can be used to identify patterns and structures in music, to understand how music works, and to create new music. Main idea number 10. Music theory is based on the principles of harmony. Music theory is based on the principles of harmony. It can be used to understand how chords and scales work together to create musical structures. Main idea number 11. Music theory is based on the principles of counterpoint. Music theory is based on the principles of counterpoint. It can be used to understand how different melodic lines interact with each other to create musical structures. Main idea number 12. Music theory is based on the principles of form. Music theory is based on the principles of form. It can be used to understand how musical structures are organized and how they work together. Main idea number 13. Music theory is based on the principles of rhythm. Music theory is based on the principles of rhythm. It can be used to understand how different rhythms interact with each other to create musical structures. Main idea number 14. Music theory is based on the principles of melody. Music theory is based on the principles of melody. It can be used to understand how different melodies interact with each other to create musical structures. Main idea number 15. Music theory is based on the principles of texture. Music theory is based on the principles of texture. It can be used to understand how different musical elements interact with each other to create musical structures. Main idea number 16. Music theory is based on the principles of timbre. Music theory is based on the principles of timbre. It can be used to understand how different sounds interact with each other to create musical structures. Main idea number 17. Music theory is based on the principles of notation. Music theory is based on the principles of notation. It can be used to understand how music is written and how it is performed. Main idea number 18. Music theory is based on the principles of analysis. Music theory is based on the principles of analysis. It can be used to understand how music works and to identify patterns and structures in music. Main idea number 19. Music theory is based on the principles of improvisation. Music theory is based on the principles of improvisation. It can be used to understand how music is created in the moment and how it can be used to create new music. Main idea number 20. Music theory is based on the principles of composition. Music theory is based on the principles of composition. It can be used to understand how music is created and how it can be used to create new music. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Music theory is a set of concepts and practices used to describe, analyze, and compose music. It provides the tools necessary for understanding how music works and can be used to create new pieces or understand existing ones. Music theory helps us identify patterns in musical structure, such as scales, chords, intervals, rhythms, and harmonic progressions. It also explains how these elements interact with each other to form larger structures like songs or symphonies. The study of music theory involves learning about different aspects of music, including melody, the main tune, harmony, chords that accompany the melody, rhythm, the beat, texture, how many instruments are playing at once, and form, the overall shape of a piece. By studying these components, we can gain an understanding of how they work together to create something beautiful. Music theory also teaches us about composition techniques such as counterpoint, writing two melodies at once, or modulation, changing keys within a song. We learn about improvisation techniques like call and response or using motifs. We explore ways to use technology in our compositions by creating loops or manipulating sound samples. Ultimately, music theory gives us the knowledge needed to make informed decisions when writing our own pieces. With this knowledge, we can craft unique sounds that express ourselves musically while still adhering to traditional principles. Main idea number 2. Music theory is based on the elements of music, such as pitch, rhythm, harmony, and form. These elements are used to create musical structures and to understand how music works. Pitch refers to the highness or lowness of a sound, It is determined by the frequency of vibrations in a sound wave. Rhythm is the pattern created by organizing notes into groups that have different lengths and accents. Harmony involves combining two or more pitches together at once in order to create chords or other harmonic progressions. Form describes how these elements are organized over time within a piece of music. The study of music theory helps musicians better understand how all these components work together to create meaningful musical experiences for listeners. It also provides insight into why certain pieces may be considered good, while others may not be as successful musically speaking. Music theory can help composers write better pieces by understanding what makes certain combinations of notes pleasing or dissonant when heard together. In addition, studying music theory can provide an appreciation for different styles and genres from around the world, since each culture has its own unique approach to creating melodies and harmonies with their instruments and voices. By learning about various approaches to composition, musicians can gain new ideas for their own compositions. Main idea number 3. Music theory is an essential tool for understanding and analyzing music. It can be used to identify patterns and structures in music, to understand how music works, and to create new music. Music theory helps us recognize the relationships between notes, chords, scales, rhythms, melodies, harmonies, and other musical elements. By studying these relationships, we can gain insight into why certain pieces of music sound the way they do. The study of music theory also allows us to better appreciate different styles of music from around the world. We can learn about traditional forms such as classical or jazz, as well as more modern genres like hip-hop or electronic dance music, EDM. Through this knowledge, we are able to make connections between different types of musical expression that may not have been obvious before. Finally, by learning about the fundamentals of composition through studying basic principles such as harmony and counterpoint, we are able to develop our own creative ideas when writing our own songs or producing tracks in a recording studio. Main idea number 4. Music theory is an essential tool for any musician, whether they are a composer or performer. It provides the knowledge and understanding of how music works, allowing musicians to create beautiful pieces of art. Music theory can be used to compose melodies, harmonies, and rhythms that will form the basis of a song or piece of music. It also helps in creating larger musical structures such as sections and movements. The use of music theory allows composers to craft their own unique sound by combining different elements from various genres into one cohesive composition. By understanding the fundamentals behind each element, such as scales, chords, intervals, composers can create interesting progressions and chord changes that give their songs depth and complexity. In addition to composing original pieces of music with the help of music theory, it can also be used to analyze existing compositions. This analysis allows musicians to gain insight into why certain parts work together so well while others don't quite fit in with the rest. Understanding this concept gives them more control over their own compositions. Main idea number 5. Music theory is an essential tool for understanding the structure of music. It can be used to identify patterns and structures in music, to understand how music works, and to create new music. Music theory helps us recognize musical elements such as melody, harmony, rhythm, form, texture, and timbre. It also provides a framework for analyzing existing pieces of music or creating new ones. By studying the principles of composition and arrangement, we can learn how different musical elements interact with each other. We can use this knowledge to develop our own compositions or arrangements that are both creative and effective. Music theory also helps us understand why certain pieces sound good together while others don't. In addition to helping us analyze existing pieces of music or create new ones from scratch, music theory can help us better appreciate the beauty of existing works by providing insight into their structure and design. By learning about scales, chords progressions, and harmonic functions, we gain a deeper understanding of what makes great songs so powerful. Main idea number 6. Music theory is an essential tool for understanding and creating music. It helps us to identify patterns and structures in music, as well as understand how different elements of a piece work together. By studying the principles of harmony, melody, rhythm, form, texture and timbre, we can gain insight into why certain pieces sound the way they do. The study of music theory also allows us to create new musical ideas by combining existing elements in novel ways. We can use our knowledge of scales, chords, and progressions to craft melodies that are both pleasing to listen to and unique. Additionally, we can use our understanding of structure and form to compose longer works such as symphonies or operas. In short, music theory provides us with a powerful set of tools for analyzing existing pieces while also giving us the ability to create new ones. Whether you're a professional musician or just someone who enjoys listening to music, having some basic knowledge about how it all works will help you appreciate it even more. Main idea number 7. Music theory is a powerful tool for understanding how music works. It can be used to identify patterns and structures in music, to create new music, and to understand existing music. Music theory helps us recognize the relationships between notes, chords, scales, and other musical elements that make up a piece of music. By studying the principles of harmony, melody, rhythm, and form, we can gain insight into why certain pieces of music sound good or bad. We can also use these principles to compose our own original pieces of music. Additionally, by learning about different genres such as jazz or classical, we can better appreciate their unique characteristics. Music theory is an essential part of any musician's education because it provides them with the knowledge they need to create beautiful sounds. Without this knowledge, it would be difficult for musicians to express themselves musically in meaningful ways. Main idea number 8. Music theory is an essential tool for creating new music. It provides the framework and language to understand how different musical elements interact with each other, allowing composers to create unique sounds and structures. Music theory can be used to develop melodies, harmonies, rhythms, and larger musical forms such as sonata form or rondo form. By understanding the principles of music theory, a composer can craft a piece that has its own distinct character. The study of music theory also helps musicians better understand existing pieces of music. Through analysis of existing works, musicians can gain insight into how certain techniques are used in order to create particular effects or moods. This knowledge can then be applied when composing their own pieces. In addition to helping compose original works, studying music theory also allows musicians to communicate more effectively with one another about their ideas and compositions. By having a shared language based on theoretical concepts such as scales and intervals, it becomes easier for two people who may have very different backgrounds in terms of experience or training level to discuss musical ideas. Main idea number 9. Music theory is an essential tool for understanding existing music. It can be used to identify patterns and structures in music, such as chord progressions, scales, and intervals. By studying these elements of music, we can gain insight into how a piece of music works and why it sounds the way it does. Music theory also provides us with the tools to create new pieces of music by combining different musical elements in creative ways. In addition to helping us understand existing pieces of music, knowledge of basic principles from music theory can help us compose our own original works. We can use concepts like harmony and counterpoint to craft melodies that are pleasing to the ear, or experiment with rhythm and meter to create interesting grooves. With enough practice, anyone can learn how to apply these principles when writing their own songs. Main idea number 10. Music theory is a set of principles that explain how music works. It is based on the idea that harmony, or the combination of different notes and chords, can be used to create musical structures. Music theory helps us understand why certain combinations of notes sound good together and why others don't. It also explains how scales, intervals, rhythms, and other elements work together to form melodies. At its core, music theory is about understanding relationships between notes and chords in order to create pleasing sounds. By studying these relationships, we can learn how to compose our own pieces of music or improvise over existing ones. We can also use it as a tool for analyzing existing compositions so we can better appreciate them. Music theory isn't just for musicians, anyone with an interest in music can benefit from learning some basic concepts such as scales, intervals, chord progressions, and more. With this knowledge, you will have a greater appreciation for all types of music, from classical symphonies to modern pop songs. Main idea number 11. Music theory is based on the principles of counterpoint, which are used to understand how different melodic lines interact with each other to create musical structures. Counterpoint involves the use of two or more independent melodies that are played simultaneously and in harmony with one another. It is a complex system that requires an understanding of both rhythm and pitch relationships between notes. The goal of counterpoint is to create a unified piece of music by combining multiple voices into one cohesive whole. The basic elements of counterpoint include intervals, chords, scales, cadences, and harmonic progressions. Intervals refer to the distance between two notes, chords are combinations of three or more notes, scales provide a framework for creating melodies, cadences mark the end points in phrases, and harmonic progressions move from one chord to another within a key signature. By studying these concepts together, musicians can learn how to craft effective compositions. In addition to learning about traditional music theory principles such as those mentioned above, students should also be familiar with modern techniques like modal interchange and polyrhythms. Modal interchange involves switching between different modes, such as major/minor, while playing a single melody line. Polyrhythms involve playing multiple rhythms at once over top of each other. By mastering these concepts through study and practice, musicians can gain an understanding not only of how music works but also why it sounds so beautiful when composed correctly. Music theory provides invaluable insight into composition techniques that will help any musician become better at their craft. Main idea number 12. Music theory is based on the principles of form. It is a set of concepts and ideas that help us to understand how musical structures are organized and how they work together. Form in music refers to the overall shape or design of a piece, which can be divided into sections such as verse, chorus, bridge, etc. Music theorists use these forms to analyze pieces and identify patterns within them. The principles of form provide an understanding of how different elements interact with each other in order to create a cohesive whole. For example, when analyzing a song, we may look at its harmonic structure, chords, melodic structure, melodies, rhythmic structure, beats, and texture, instrumentation. By looking at all these components together, we can gain insight into why certain parts sound good together while others don't. Form also helps us understand why some songs have more impact than others. We can see how certain sections build tension or release it, how melodies move up or down, and even what type of instrumentation works best for particular styles or genres. All this knowledge allows us to make informed decisions about our own compositions. Main idea number 13. Music theory is based on the principles of rhythm. It can be used to understand how different rhythms interact with each other to create musical structures. Rhythm is an essential element in music, as it provides a framework for the notes and chords that make up a song or piece of music. By understanding the basic principles of rhythm, musicians are able to create interesting and complex pieces of music. Rhythm involves both time and space. It is not just about counting beats but also about creating patterns within those beats. Different types of rhythms have their own unique characteristics which can be used to create different moods or feelings in a piece of music. For example, syncopation creates tension while regular meter creates stability. In addition to understanding rhythmic elements, musicians must also understand how harmony works in order to compose effective pieces of music. Harmony refers to the relationship between two or more notes played simultaneously or consecutively. This relationship helps determine what type of chord progression will work best for a particular song or composition. By combining these two aspects, rhythm and harmony, musicians are able to craft beautiful melodies that evoke emotion from listeners. Music theory allows us to better understand why certain combinations sound good together and why others don't work as well. Main idea number 14. Music theory is based on the principles of melody. It is a set of rules and guidelines that help musicians understand how different melodies interact with each other to create musical structures. Music theory helps us identify patterns in music, recognize chord progressions, and develop our own compositions. The basic elements of melody include pitch, rhythm, dynamics, texture, form, and harmony. Pitch refers to the highness or lowness of a note, rhythm is the pattern created by notes played at different speeds, dynamics are changes in volume, texture describes how many voices are playing together, form outlines the structure of a piece, and harmony involves chords or combinations of notes that sound pleasing when played together. By understanding these elements, we can better comprehend why certain pieces work musically while others don't. We can also use music theory to analyze existing works as well as compose new ones. Knowing music theory gives us an insight into what makes great music so powerful. Main idea number 15. Music theory is based on the principles of texture, which refer to how different musical elements interact with each other. Texture can be used to understand how a piece of music is structured and composed. It involves looking at the various components that make up a piece of music, such as melody, harmony, rhythm, and timbre. By understanding these elements and their relationships with one another, it becomes possible to create interesting musical structures. Texture also helps us identify patterns in music that are repeated throughout a composition or even across multiple pieces by the same composer. This allows us to recognize certain characteristics associated with particular composers or styles of music. For example, we may notice that Beethoven often uses long melodic lines while Mozart tends towards shorter phrases. Finally, texture can help us appreciate the nuances within a piece of music more deeply. We can use our knowledge of texture to pick out subtle details in a composition that might otherwise go unnoticed, such as an unexpected chord progression or an unusual rhythmic pattern, and gain greater insight into its structure. Main idea number 16. Music theory is based on the principles of timbre, which refers to the quality or character of a sound. It can be used to understand how different sounds interact with each other to create musical structures. Timbre is an important concept in music theory because it helps us identify and differentiate between various instruments and voices. By understanding how different sounds interact with one another, we can better comprehend the structure of a piece of music. Timbre also plays an important role in composition. Different combinations of instruments and voices can create unique textures that add depth and complexity to a piece. Composers use timbral elements such as pitch, dynamics, articulation, vibrato, attack/decay times, etc., to craft their compositions into something special. In addition to helping us understand musical structure and composition techniques, knowledge about timbre can help us appreciate music more deeply by allowing us to recognize subtle differences between similar pieces or performances. This appreciation for detail will ultimately lead us towards greater enjoyment when listening. Main idea number 17. Music theory is based on the principles of notation. It is a set of rules and guidelines that help musicians understand how music is written, performed, and interpreted. Notation helps to organize musical ideas into a logical structure so they can be easily understood by both performers and listeners alike. The basic elements of music theory include scales, chords, intervals, rhythm patterns, key signatures, time signatures, and more. These concepts are used to create melodies and harmonies that make up the foundation for any piece of music. By understanding these fundamentals, one can begin to explore different styles of composition as well as improvisation techniques. Notation also provides an important tool for analyzing existing pieces of music in order to gain insight into their structure or meaning. This knowledge can then be applied when creating new works or interpreting existing ones. In addition to providing a framework for understanding how music works, it also serves as an invaluable resource for teaching students about the language of music. Music theory allows us to communicate our ideas clearly with others who share our passion for making beautiful sounds. Main idea number 18. Music theory is a field of study that focuses on the analysis and understanding of music. It involves looking at how different elements, such as melody, harmony, rhythm, and form interact to create musical works. Music theorists use analytical techniques to identify patterns in music and understand how these patterns contribute to the overall structure of a piece. The principles of analysis used by music theorists are based on concepts from mathematics, physics, psychology, philosophy, and other disciplines. These principles can be applied to any type of music, classical or popular, in order to gain insight into its structure and meaning. By studying the underlying structures in a piece of music, we can better appreciate its beauty and complexity. Music theory also provides us with tools for composition. Through an understanding of harmonic progressions, we can create interesting chord progressions. Through knowledge about melodic contours, we can craft memorable melodies. Through familiarity with forms like sonata allegro form or rondo form, we can construct larger pieces out of smaller sections. In short, music theory is an invaluable tool for anyone interested in learning more about how music works or creating their own compositions. With it, you will have access to powerful analytical techniques that will help you unlock the secrets hidden within your favorite songs. Main idea number 19. Music theory is based on the principles of improvisation. It is a way to understand how music works and how it can be used to create new music. Improvisation involves creating music in the moment, without relying on pre-written material or predetermined structures. By understanding the basic elements of improvisation, musicians can use these concepts to develop their own unique musical ideas. The core components of improvisation include rhythm, melody, harmony, texture, and form. Rhythm refers to the timing and placement of notes within a piece, melody is concerned with pitch relationships between notes, harmony deals with chords and chord progressions, texture describes how different instruments interact with each other, and form outlines the overall structure of a composition. By studying these elements in detail, musicians can learn how they work together to create an effective piece. In addition to learning about individual elements such as rhythm or harmony, musicians must also consider larger issues such as style and genre when improvising. Different styles have distinct characteristics that influence both what kind of music will be created as well as its overall sound. For example, jazz has certain rhythmic patterns that are associated with it, while classical pieces often feature more complex harmonic structures than those found in pop songs. By understanding the fundamentals of improvisation through music theory study, musicians can gain insight into how they might approach creating their own compositions or performing existing ones differently from others who may not have studied this subject matter. Main idea number 20. Music theory is a set of principles that can be used to understand how music is created and how it can be used to create new music. It involves the study of musical elements such as melody, harmony, rhythm, form, texture, and structure. Music theory also includes the study of scales and chords as well as their relationships with each other. By understanding these concepts, musicians are able to compose more complex pieces of music. The principles of composition involve creating a piece of music by combining different musical elements in an organized way. This includes choosing which notes or chords will be played together at certain times in order to create a desired effect or mood. Additionally, composers must consider the overall structure and flow of their piece when composing it. They may choose to use repetition or contrast between sections in order to make their work more interesting. By studying music theory and applying its principles when composing pieces of music, musicians are able to create works that have greater depth and complexity than those composed without any knowledge or understanding of this subject matter. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.